Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback, 8 minutes after 8. 715-845-2155. If you would like to be a part of the show, please do so. All right, let's jump in with Eric Holder first. Here in the state of Wisconsin, it's my understanding that if you are a convicted felon, that once you have served your prison sentence, probation, parole, that kind of thing, once all of that is done, then you are allowed to file for return of your voting rights. But you have to finish prison, your parole, probation. Then you can apply for your voting rights to be reinstated. I believe in four other states, you can get your voting rights. You can apply for your voting rights to be restored after you finish the prison sentence and parole. Probation doesn't come into it. There are the other states, however, say you are a convicted felon. You no longer have the right to vote. So the first question we're going to ask is, how do you feel about that issue for our state, Wisconsin? Do you feel that it is appropriate for a convicted felon to have their voting rights reinstated?
There are 19 states that allow that. There are 12 states where you lose your vote permanently.
Okay. All right. So for here in Wisconsin, we're one of the 19, and correct me if I'm wrong, but we are one of the 19 that allows you to file for reinstatement of voter privileges once you've completed the parole and the probation.
Probation is the big thing that's added on, because there are four states that allow you to try to restore your voting after your incarceration and parole are done. And there are 13 states that allow you to resume voting after your term of incarceration is done. So you can vote while you're on probation.
Yeah.
In Wisconsin, we're one of the 19 that you have to serve your time and also serve your parole and probation as well.
I'm on the side of parole. You have to serve your sentence, honor the terms of parole and your probation. You have to do all of that. Keep your nose very clean. Then once all of that is done, then you can apply to have your voting rights restored. And that's where I stand on it. I think that's fine.
There are two states where you can vote while you're incarcerated.
Oh, Lord. What states are those?
Maine and Vermont.
Of course.
Maine and Vermont, you vote by absentee ballot from prison.
That's awesome. God almighty. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
It's Rick.
Hey, Rick, what can we do for you?
Well, first off, in the state of Wisconsin, I don't think there is an application once you're done. Once you're started for probation, you get your voting rights back.
Okay, so it's an automatic reinstatement?
Yeah.
Okay.
Automatic.
All right.
Which is fine. I guess my question is, we got illegal immigrants coming in and voting whenever they feel like it. What's the issue of a U.S. citizen that made some poor choices trying to straighten his life out and getting his rights back once he served his prison time? I can see not voting in prison, but I don't understand the concept. Okay, I'm on probation. Mm-hmm. Why can't I vote? I pay my taxes. I got taxation without representation right now. Where is my ability to change things?
Okay.
If you say at the end of every show, go and make your day a lot better and try to be the best person you can be,
right?
How am I allowed to do that?
Well, you have, and this is a hard line approach, but if you are, and I'm not saying you specifically, you as a general term, if you have been convicted of a felony, you made a choice to commit a crime. And so, therefore, you must pay the penalty. You must suffer the consequences of that crime.
Correct.
And that includes losing your voting privileges. Absolutely, you should not be allowed to vote while you're in prison. I think that's ridiculous.
He's suggesting, that he should be able to vote after his term of incarceration is over.
I got you.
I fully agree that the incarceration part is null and void. I mean, there's some stupid people in prison I've been here, okay? I wouldn't want them making choices. They can't even get dressed themselves somewhere.
Yeah, well, right? And there's a very good point. So I
but
believe
if a person comes out of prison, he does his time, mm-hmm. he's got probation to serve.
Mm-hmm.
The way the justice system works nowadays, you can get anything from 6 months probation to 72 years of probation. That man is out there, that woman is out there paying their bills, doing everything they're supposed to do. They
right.
have no choice around them. They can't even vote for who represents the tax mm-hmm. in their local district.
Mm-hmm.
People make good choices after getting out of prison. That doesn't mean they make good choices to get there.
I agree with you. But my stance is you must pay the full penalty and suffer the full consequence of your actions. Then you can have your rights restored.
Right.
That's my
but
position.
I understand serving the prison portion, but the whole being on probation and not being a vote, that there, you're still
okay.
out in
what
society.
What is the probation situation as far as when a judge makes that determination? How do they decide how long someone should be on probation?
If some offenses you can get probation for 40 years.
Okay, what he's
probation.
Asking is...
And that's a judge's prerogative, or are there
certain
right. guidelines?
You can get probation for the maximum term allowed under that felony that you committed.
Right.
So if you got your sentence stayed, you may never do a day in prison. You can get the entire sentence of, say, 40 years of probation.
Of probation. Do you have the opportunity to petition the court to reduce your probation?
It depends on your offense.
Okay.
You could give 99% in the state of Wisconsin, 99.9% of the people on probation will serve their entire sentence under whatever form of truth in sentencing or old law that they're under.
Got it. Thank you very much for calling in. That brings up some good points. Let's continue the conversation. Let's jump on the phone with Les. Thanks for calling in, my brother. What's up?
Hey, man, my southern brother from another mother. What's up? this is close and dear to me, man, because as I've told you, when I was in Texas, my life, I was a little bit different cat.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a felony, all right? I moved up here, worked up here a while, got integrated into the community, went back to Texas to do my time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was on paper 7 years. Now, like the previous caller was talking about, you know, you go in, you do your time, you do what you're supposed to. He thinks that you ought to be able to vote before then,
right.
before y'all get probation or parole. Let me tell you something. You don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Everything that's associated with that, you do it. You're supposed to be integrated back into society. I was 21, young, dumb, and full of that other stuff. But you have to be a man up to what you say. I don't care what the rules are. If you want to get back into the game, you got to do what they want to do. It tore me up. It ticked me off. That I couldn't do a lot of stuff, and I'm paying all this money, and I did all this time. But you know what? The bottom line is we are a country of rules now.
Right.
You know, we set these things out for a reason. Do I think it's fair? Absolutely not. But I walked the line until I got my voting right back and everything else back.
So do you agree or disagree that an individual should have it back while they're on probation? Do you think?
Oh man!
Yeah.
No, you got to do your time. You got to do it. Look, I don't care if you're stupid. You know, I had a judge tell me one time, "Ignorance is no excuse for stupidity." It wasn't his fault that I was stupid or ignorant about what I did. All right, but I did it. Now, fully knowing what might come with that, I did it anyway. Okay, because
yeah.
circumstances.
Yeah,
but I could do the time.
All right. Okay. And I'm going to agree with you on that one, Les. I think the individual, and thank you, buddy, for calling in, and I'll talk to you again here pretty quick.
Yes.
I think it is important for the individual to pay the full penalty of their crime and suffer the full consequence of their actions. Once that is done, reinstate voting privileges. I don't have a problem with that. And I think that is something, while I very rarely will agree with Eric Holder, I agree with states should reinstate voting privileges to those felons that have served their time. But I believe they should serve the time, meet the conditions of parole, and complete their probation before they get their voting privileges back. Where I disagree is in any way the federal government pressuring the states to do this. The states should have the right to make this decision on their own. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.
Welcome back to Feedback, 715-845-2155. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Let's go to the phone.
Robert Blake learned that firsthand, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. All right, let's go to the phones. If I'm not mistaken, John, did you hold through the break?
Yes, I did.
All right, sir, what can we do for you?
Well, what a lot of people don't remember is when you're on paper, you're under house arrest.
When you're on probation, you mean?
Yeah, they can come and search your house
anytime
they want. They don't need probable cause. They can pull you over. They can take you in. They can hold you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to read your rights. You are under house arrest, and therefore you're still incarcerated.
Okay, and so do you agree or disagree that an individual should not be allowed to vote during that probationary period?
I agree that they should not be allowed to vote because they're still under arrest.
I agree with it. And I understand the first caller that said, hey, they should be allowed because he's trying to get his life back on track, and there's a lot of them that are, hey, I made a mistake, I screwed up, and I'm trying to do the right thing. I got it. Continue on. Press on, brother. But you gotta pay the penalty for the decisions that you made. Thank you very much for calling in, Rick. You're up next. What's on your mind,
Seth? I understand. I agree with you wholeheartedly. The problem I have now is when we were kids. I'm 53 years old. When you were a felon, you robbed a 7-Eleven. You did something with a weapon. You did a violent crime.
Right.
Nowadays, they'll give you a felony for anything. I'll give you an example. I got a son that is an alcoholic. He did a stupid thing, went before the judge. I said, Judge, before you let him go, give me 2 or 3 days so I can maybe help figure this out. Judge let him go on $400.
Okay.
All right. The condition of his walking papers there was that he couldn't drink alcohol.
Okay.
So a day later, they pick him up coming from the store with a 12-pack in his backpack, pull him, stop him, and now he is convicted of felony bail jumping. So he got a felony for that, you know. That's my problem. Felonies ain't what they used to be when we were kids, and I don't think a lot of people understand that.
Well,
you raised wrong, you're a felon.
I understand that, but again, I have a very harsh view on this. He shouldn't have done it.
Yes, he shouldn't.
You know, and had he not done that, he wouldn't have to be worried about being charged with a felony. And while I hated this phrase when I was younger, ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Exactly. I totally agree with you on that. But, you know, I think felons get a bad rap because being a felon isn't like it used to be. You can get some pretty stupid things that you have never had a felony before,
and I agree. Yeah, I agree with you. There's been some stories. I'm gonna let you go. We've done some stories on the morning show program of people that have gotten in minor altercations, and they get hit with felony assault charges. And you think, where exactly is the common sense in this particular situation? What's happening with the common sense? I don't know. All right,
that's
thanks.
The problem.
Yeah, thanks. It exactly is. And thanks very much for calling in, and we'll talk to you again here soon. All right, so I'm stunned. Maybe we need to frame this. I'm sure Tom is going to have this embroidered on a throw pillow in his house. I, Seth Mila, agree. It's hard for me to say this. I agree with Eric Holder. That the refusal and not allowing felons to get their voting rights back, I believe is that's time to let that go. Where I agree with Eric Holder ends right there. his belief and the administration's belief is that once that the almighty White House and administration has made a decision, then it is their right to enforce it on the states because they are the federal government. The Constitution says, hold your horses there, Spunky. You can make a suggestion, and you can say that that's what you believe.
The Constitution called somebody Spunky?
Oh, yeah, it's in there. It's like, we the people, a.k.a. Spunky, in order to form a more, you know, Spunky. Anyway, the federal government can write its recommendations. They can do all these kind of things. But when it comes to making decisions that are not clearly defined by the Constitution, the states and the people have the final authority, not the White House. All right, let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Dan, I'm on the road. Appreciate you taking my call.
Sure, Dan. Thanks for calling in.
You're absolutely right. The government does not, the federal government does not have the right to interfere with the state level. We, as in the state, should be making that decision. They should not be allowed to vote while they're on parole, probation, incarcerated in any way, shape, fashion, or form, still filling out their, like you said, consequences of their actions. The other caller that mentioned his son, who was an alcoholic, is the perfect example of why it shouldn't be that way. He didn't and couldn't handle his probation or parole or whatever they call it.
Right.
Therefore, he got a stiffer. We don't want somebody that hasn't straightened out and living right voting anyhow. It doesn't matter if the consequences have increased, if it's easier to get a felony. That's the law. Abide by it. Pay the consequences for your actions. Do the time if you've done the crime. Bottom line, no.
Yeah.
You did it. You don't pay. You got to pay for it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Let's go to the next caller. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Matt.
Hey, Matt, what can we do for you?
I would like to make a comment on Eric Holder's foolish comment about allowing felons to vote.
Okay.
He's trying to make a distinction between violent offenders and nonviolent offenders.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the next decision going to be made? There's already a decision that has been made considering felonious activity. If he's going to give nonviolent offenders the right to vote, because they're the nonviolent offender, is he also going to give them back their right to own firearms? They're nonviolent. Why not?
Oh, heavens no.
Well, I mean, follow the argument and be consistent.
Well, you're hitting on a very interesting subject. You know what I'd really like to know is, will the dividing line be violent or nonviolent, or will the dividing line be Republican or Democrat? WSAU,
oh,
Wisconsin
God.
Morning. We already know that the Dems are the uninformed voter, and they're the ones that are making the major mistakes in voting already.
I knew we couldn't go a half an hour without that coming out.
So, of course, they want to allow felons to come in. They've made bad choices in their life before.
Sure. Then they're all going to vote Democrat.
Give them their voting rights back, and doggone it, they'll be making bad choices again. WSAU will be right back.
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.